The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Whoa, Jess is back.
Jess, you're back. Okay.
Did you miss me?
No, Chidi was here. She was fine. She was great.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
No, she always is. She's always awesome.
Yeah. No, she was great.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Oh, sorry. Wait,
how was your trip?
We'll talk in detail about your trip 805 right. and what you were doing in Dallas, but.
But yeah, Chidi did a great job. Like, I mean, Chidi was
on point, nailed it. Comedic timing, filled in for you, used all your phrases.
So good.
Even did the windshield wiper laugh.
Yeah,
it was great.
Uh huh. She dropped a few nices in there. It was as if you had never even laughed.
Didn't even notice you were gone.
Great. To be honest, we didn't. I'm kidding. But how was
it without a hitch?
It was very pleasant for me too, you guys. Oh my God, my coworkers in Dallas, great. So
really
kind.
Nice people. Yeah.
So, really nice people. They smell really good too, which is different.
Wow. Shots fired.
But it was great. It was great. I can't wait to tell you guys like a couple little details about
it. All right. That'll be 8:05 this morning. We have a first talk back.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Anthony from San Jose. I just wanted to call you guys this morning and say, man, you guys are killing me. You guys didn't even help me out yesterday with Chidi. Man, what a fail. Thanks a lot, guys.
First of all,
come on. Well, Jess, since you weren't here yesterday, Anthony had left a talkback trying to shoot a shot. He left a few talkbacks yesterday trying to shoot a shot with Chidi. And I thought we helped him because he said wanted to set up a little mistletoe thing. And I'd asked Chidi, like, hey, if he sets up the mistletoe, would you kiss him? And she's like, well, I'm not going to be the one to deliver the kiss, but it sounded like she was open to receiving the kiss.
Right.
Hello, balls in your court, Anthony.
I was like, do you want to see what he looks like first? And she's like, yeah, if he could like send something over. And, you know, not that wasn't a direct quote, but that was where the conversation was headed.
Right. I
think we had that conversation on the air, and then he never sent anything or gave out his Instagram or anything.
It's 2025. He should have slid into her DMs like 10 seconds later with a D-pic.
Oh, no, not that.
You don't do that anymore?
No.
Oh. What kind? Just a regular picture of him, like, posing in front of a tree?
We need to see his Instagram.
Yeah, so just a regular message, and then you go and click on his profile.
And it can't be private.
Yeah.
Got it.
So, Anthony, if you want to leave another talk back
there
with
you
your
go,
Instagram
Anthony.
Handle, we can take it from there.
Yeah.
We'll make sure Chidi gets the message.
Yep.
So, really, the ball is in your court.
Yep. You're welcome.
Grammy, today is...
It's National Santa's List Day, you guys. Obviously, it is.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere.
My house is decked out, you guys. I was up on the roof last night hanging up a couple more wreaths. Oh, things are really happening over there. But because it is that holiday Christmas season, I know that you ladies have probably begun to think about what you want for Christmas. And since it is National Santa's List Day, what is on your list this year for Christmas? Selena, we will begin with you.
The only thing I kind of want, and I kind of don't want to say.
Say it. Say it.
I want a robot vacuum.
Oh, you want a robot vacuum?
Like how Graham got for his wife.
Dude, we have Meryl Sweep. That's her name.
Oh, and we like. God.
Send her out. She was working diligently last night while we were sleeping. Oh, she's the best.
Oh,
I love
God.
Her. Although her brush roll gets stuck a lot. I don't know if that's because we have a golden retriever and the hair is everywhere.
Yeah.
And then I get these like alerts on my phone.
Too.
It's like, help, my brush roll's stuck. I'm like, I don't know.
That's so cute.
That sounds like a you problem, not a me problem. But yes, I will help unstuck it.
That is super
unstick
cute.
It. Okay, so you want a robot vacuum. Is this going to be something you're going to legitimately put on your list, like, for your man to get you?
No, I don't think we're going to do gifts for each other yet. I haven't told them that. I was going to tell all my sisters, like, if they do want to chip in together, like, that's what I want.
Aww.
A robot vacuum.
You guys remember when I got my wife her robot vacuum for her birthday and you guys roasted me.
For birthday is different.
For the gift.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't, like, she didn't have a wish list.
But
yes, she did. She... That was a thing that you wanted.
But even if me and my husband were doing gifts, I wouldn't want him to get me the robot vacuum. I'd want like jewelry or something, you know, more for me.
Okay, well, whatever. You just said that's the number one thing on your list. Whatever. Jess, it's National Santa's List Day.
Dude.
What is on your Christmas list this year?
I haven't given it much thought this year, but one thing that I've been wanting
La Bibira.
I think I'm over my LaBooBoo face, you guys.
Wow.
Yep.
Wait, this is major.
Mark it down.
That doesn't mean
I'm getting rid of my LaBooBoo, but I just wouldn't get another one.
Yeah.
No, no.
And you're slightly embarrassed to carry it around in public.
No, I still do.
Okay.
But do you guys know what a gua sha is?
Bless you. What did you say?
A gua sha?
Bless you.
No.
I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, but I don't even know if this works. But maybe it's one of those, another thing that I've been influenced by TikTok on. But it's like a...
I don't even know how to Google it.
A nice gua sha to like do lymphatic drainage on your face. I don't know if it works.
You want somebody to gua sha on your face for Christmas?
No. Ew.
Leave us a talk back.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get flurry talk back.
A traditional Chinese medicine practice. Gua, G-U-A, space, sha.
Oh, it's two words.
S-H-A. Selena, I'm sure
you've
seen.
So you want the thing, you want the a gua sha
but
tool?
I want a nice gua sha tool, yeah, because I guess the...
Why do you need to lymphatic drain your face?
So that... I don't know. It looks so that it looks better. Get it. Lymphatic drainage.
People
I've heard
are starting
is
to talk around the office. They're like, really only Jess could drain her face. It's starting to make me a little uncomfortable. This thing looks like a big guitar pick.
It's weird.
Oh, it does.
Graham, we'll find out what's on your list next after this.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Ernesto from Concord. Happy Throwback Thursday. I swear, God. When someone of you is missing, the show is not the same. Like, without Jess, it was not the same. When Graham is gone, the ladies go crazy. When Selena's gone, Graham, he don't even know what to do. And all together again, oh, that's beautiful. You guys are the best. The Bay Area, love you.
Aww,
thank you so much.
Yeah,
I mean, it's true. We are a team. And, you know, when I'm out, it's like, you know, it's akin to the Warriors not having Steph Curry in their lineup.
It's kind of fun.
You
know, it's like girl party,
yeah!
Girl power. It's
when
great.
Selena's out, it's like not having, you know, Jimmy Butler in the lineup. When Jess is out, it's like not having Quentin Post in the lineup.
Who's that?
Wow.
Seriously, I don't even know
who that is.
Okay. Me neither.
He sounds great.
I'm kidding.
Guys,
I'm joking.
It's
little
time
joke.
For...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
I feel like I got to say this again. All my people in San Jose, major traffic alert. There's a SIG alert right now. 101 northbound before. Hell, you're all lanes there. Northbound are blocked, except for the center divide. So some cars are able to squeak by. But basically, there was a huge truck filled with gravel, overturned. Gravel is everywhere. So they are trying to get that cleaned up. But right now, again, all lanes blocked. 101 northbound before Hellier Avenue.
Can I make my Rocky situation joke again?
No time.
Okay. Coming off a loss at home to the Thunder, the Warriors now begin a 3-game road trip with a game tonight in Philadelphia against the Sixers. Steph Curry did not travel with the team as he continues to rehab a quad injury, so they're going to be without him on the court for at least the next 3 games. But there still will be a Curry suiting up and in the lineup for the Warriors. The team has signed Steph's brother, Seth, for the remainder of the season. Warriors-Sixers tips off this afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Go, Matt! Today is expected to be one of the coldest mornings of the season so far, you guys. So bundle up before leaving the house today. The sun is going to warm things up a little bit by midday, and highs will be in the upper 50s to low 60s.
Hey, Aquarius besties!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be an 8. Your brain is one of your most important assets, especially when you're looking for love. Great ideas come to you every day, so why not channel some of that energy and ideate on ways to attract new people, if you're single, or to spice things up with your current partner.
Oh.
Have fun with it.
Play with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How's your brain going to do that, though?
They like come up with ideas, stuff to do.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And Jess, what was that thing that's on your Christmas list?
Gua sha.
A what now?
A gua sha.
And bless it's you. For...
It's for your face, for lymphatic drainage is what I've heard. I've heard it does wonders.
I still don't know why you would need that.
For drainage.
But draining what?
What's my lymphatic?
The lymphatic fluids in your body. So you have, I guess, lymph nodes and then... Mm-hmm. There's fluid that needs to drain out of those.
So you...
You don't even know what it does.
So exactly. You gua sha your face and then stuff starts draining out of it?
Yeah, so then you look less puffy.
But where does it go?
To the lymph nodes where it drains.
But
duh,
where's the
Graham.
Drain?
Duh, Graham. It drains to other parts of your body.
Oh, perfect.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Thursday. Woo-hoo. I just want to come here and say that the gua sha is also on my wish list. So apparently... Lymphatic drainage is important, especially like under the armpits, because it helps like depuff your face. like in the morning you wake up puffy, you wake up like swollen. If you massage your face for about 5 minutes, you could use your hands or the tool. It's supposed to help like do that.
Okay. Yeah. I don't feel like you have a really puffy face though.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But I think it just helps in general.
So
like you don't want the buildup of the whatever liquid.
So I looked up the gua sha. It looks like a guitar pick sort of thing, a little shaped a little differently, but it's about the size of your fist. And then what do you just slide it around? Mm-hmm.
There's different techniques on how you have to do it and a certain amount of times on each area that you use it on. But I guess it also helps with blood flow and like to release tension as well, which I have a lot of tension in my face and in my neck. So
morning, guys. It's Tracy from Tracy D. What's up, Mateo? The gua sha, oh my gosh, works great. I just have a cheap one from Amazon. I don't know, maybe $10 or something. Works wonders. I did get an expensive one from Chinatown. The one from Amazon works the same. And they have the electric ones. Works great for lymphatic drain. Great for under eyes. Love it. Get it. Do it.
Love it. Get it. Do it. What's an electric one? How does an electric gua sha work?
I know. Well, you probably just put it up to your face and don't even have to move your hand. It just does everything for you.
Nice. And Graham, we didn't get to you really quick. What's on your Christmas list?
Oh, because it is National Santa's List Day. Hopefully everyone's made their Christmas list. This year, I will be asking Santa for a new barbecue. I don't know if Santa can fit that into his sleigh. Or my wife can fit that into her budget. So it probably won't happen. And I'll probably have to order myself one. But I've been using that street barbecue.
I forgot about that.
For about the last 3 or 4 years.
You got it off a street corner.
It was
in front of someone's house.
Yeah, but it was a neighbor down the street
from us.
And they put it out in front of their house. And look, I put a new burner, like the grill grates on it. I put those in there and changed out, you know, upgraded a few things and cleaned it all out. And I've been using that one for the last 3 or 4 years.
3 or 4 years.
But now it's really starting to crumble again. You know, barbecues break down and corrode stuff, and it's starting to do that again. And I'm like, I don't want to soup this thing up again. Plus, it's because it's a street barbecue.
Yeah, that should be the main thing. Next on the JV show, a couple of raccoon stories. I don't know why we love raccoons so much here. We want raccoons to be America's next best next pet.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a couple of funny stories for you next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
The JV show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Couple of raccoon stories for you because I don't know why we just love raccoons now on the JV show.
They're cute.
We all want one as a pet in the future at some point. So this is a story out of Hanover County in Virginia. There was a raccoon that broke into a liquor store by accident, you know, just doing what critters
by
do.
By accident.
It was like up, I don't know if it had an attic, but it fell through one of the ceiling tiles. And
yeah,
like
it was trying to figure out a way to sneak in there.
Okay, maybe you're right about that. Maybe you wanted someplace warm. I don't know. Maybe it was just scurrying along and thought it was just a warm place. And then, boom, finds itself on the floor of a liquor store. As it fell down to the ceiling, now it's on the floor. Well, the raccoon got curious and knocked over a bunch of bottles, breaking them. And then, I mean, you have all this liquor on the floor. What do? You're thirsty. You drink it all, obviously. The raccoon got so drunk, it... that this poor thing went into the bathroom there at the liquor store and passed out next to the toilet. I thought it was going to be like maybe it had to puke or something like that and thought, let me just run to the toilet. There was no puke, but it went to the bathroom and it passed out right there on the floor. And the picture of it, although this is not funny, it's kind of cute.
It's pretty funny.
It's on a JV Morning Show if you want to see the passed out raccoon. It's on our Instagram story. This thing slept forever until the next morning when an employee comes in and finds the drunk passed out raccoon, the mess, the broken bottles on the floor. So that employee had to contact Animal Protection and Shelter, who took the raccoon back to their place.
Taco Bell to get some food.
Yeah, obviously to sober it up a little bit.
Yeah. He just had to sleep it off and get some good hangover food. And I'm sure he's going to be fine.
Get him a Gatorade. He'll be good.
We can laugh about it.
Right. And what a great story to tell your raccoon friends the next day. Like, you're not going to believe what happened to me.
Or your kids later. And you're like, hey, I know what it's like to be your age and want to go out and do things.
You think you're invincible and you can go have a bunch of drinks. You can't. You're going to wind up passed out face down in the gross bathroom of a liquor store.
Gross.
Now imagine having one as a pet and you pour yourself a drink and also a little drink.
He's got like his little raccoon fingers on the side.
Does it matter to you guys how old this raccoon was?
Oh, yeah. Was it underage?
Yeah.
How old?
I don't know. I'm just asking, would that matter to you guys?
Sure seemed like you knew the answer to that.
I don't know how old the raccoon is.
He was only 7.
In raccoon years, that's probably like 35. So.
Yeah.
So she's
good. Well, I sure hope so.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we could have a bigger problem on our hands. But anyways, the raccoon sobered up and they just released it back into the wild.
And it's fine.
Now he's on the hunt for more liquor sources. Now he has a problem probably.
Right. Okay, I have a worse raccoon story to share. This one may make you rethink wanting to have one as a pet. Because this guy in Georgia, he tried to help one out and it did not go well. He said he came upon an injured raccoon. And he did what any of us, I hope, would do. He figured, I should try to help this thing. So he thought, I got to bring it to a wildlife rescue so they can treat it for its injuries. Well, he says he wrapped it up inside of his jacket, the jacket that he was wearing. Oh. He didn't take it off. He bundled it up right there, you know, like you would almost like a small child. He cuddled it right there against his chest. He got into his car and started driving. Unfortunately, the Chattahoochee Nature Center where he was trying to bring it, you heard that right, the Chattahoochee, was over an hour away. So he had a lot of time with this injured raccoon. You would think, you know, some skin-to-skin bonding, some contact with this little thing. No, it bit him on the face and on the hands numerous times. He even had to pull over. He tried wrapping it in a blanket and duct tape.
Now you're kidnapping it.
Well, it still scratched him and bit him a few more times. He eventually got to Chattahoochee. Where they said, well, you should have just had us out there to retrieve it. You shouldn't have tried to bring this thing yourself, but okay. And then they went to go treat the raccoon for his injuries. They tested it. It had rabies.
Oh, my God.
So then they had the fine folks at Chattahoochee.
They had to put the guy down?
They had to tell him to go to the hospital and immediately seek treatment himself for rabies, and they had to euthanize the raccoon.
Dang. That did not end up how you wanted it to.
Oh, my God. I still want one as a pet, though.
Yeah, but damn nature.
You're scary.
Well, damn nature doesn't want your help. Like, don't help the thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done all that.
Yeah, me either.
A little injured raccoon's limping along on some tiny little raccoon crutches out lost in the wilderness, and you wouldn't try to help it?
They still have claws.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can be like, bro, I know this liquor store over here. Oh, a lot of the other raccoons have been going there to
it's a hot spot.
Drink, pass out. We'll quick stop there, and then I'll get you to the Chattahoochee Strip Club.
Right. You'll be fine.
Chattahoochee Nature Center in no time. We'll get
you over
there.
Dude, that sounds like a good plan.
That does.
I'd go if you told
me
that.
Some drinks to like calm it down first.
Seriously. Awesome. But yeah, then it had rabies.
Dang it. All right. Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next.
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Did you guys see that Beyonce and Jay-Z, they went to Brandy and Monica's The Boy Is Mine tour?
No.
And so Brandy and Monica, they're on tour. They're actually in the Bay not too long ago. But the tour is still going on, and Beyonce and Jay-Z, I guess over the weekend, went to their tour stop and like completely ignored Brandy. And they met Monica, and there's a picture of Beyonce and Monica together. And Ray J, who's Brandy's brother, even went online and like called them out. Like, what are you doing? Like, if you're going to go check them out, like say what's up to Brandy. Like, you know, if you're going to pull up, then pull up and say hi, do something. And then after that, some comments started coming from Brandy's Instagram account. Like, she was commenting on Beyonce's account, and you may have seen this. Brandy commented, I dare you to come down here again and take a picture with me. It will go viral. And then Brandy's team the following day said that her account was compromised, that she had been hacked, but everything was now fully restored. Everyone thinks Ray J hacked her account to leave that comment.
Amazing.
I'm telling you, something is... Ray J's losing it.
Something's going on with him.
Thank you.
Has there ever been beef between...
Not that I know of.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
I don't know what that was about, but it didn't sit well with Ray J. Brandy didn't even say anything. It was him. So I don't know if he's the one that hacked your account, but all of this to say, this is just one of the many headlines that is out there having to do with him. I think he's losing it.
Yeah, he is.
He seems to be going through something.
Yeah.
Or dealing with something. or on something.
I'm not sure, but there's something going on. Now to the doctor who pled guilty in connection to Matthew Perry's death. He has finally been sentenced. In case you need a little refresher, back in July, Dr. Plasencia pled guilty to 4 counts of distributing ketamine. Remember, he was the one supplying it to Matthew Perry, and it's ultimately what took his life after Matthew did way more than necessary and then drowned in a hot tub. So in exchange, this is in July, in exchange for his guilty plea, they dropped 5 other charges. There were 3 other ketamine distribution charges and then 2 counts of falsifying records. Those were dropped. And then yesterday he was back in court where he was sentenced to 30 months, which is about 2.5 years.
Where do you guys land on your thoughts about that amount of time he sentenced to?
I kind of feel like it should be a little more.
You do. But right? then it goes back to the thing where we always are like, where do you stand? Where, like, he's the doctor, he was providing it, but then how do you control how much someone takes?
And somebody's abusing it.
Right.
Because they're a drug addict.
But I think, and I could be wrong, I think he was writing prescriptions, like more,
like, too many.
Like things that he didn't need. Like it was an unnecessary amount.
Right. I get that.
And you knew he had a problem.
So he's still at fault, obviously, in some ways. I don't know if two and a half years.
I just feel like it's not enough.
Is enough.
That's where I stand.
I don't know. I always go back and forth on this issue, and we've debated it, you know, before. I don't know. Some of that is there is obviously some fault at play, but then, like we were just saying, how do you can't monitor what somebody's doing. You're giving them more than, and probably shouldn't be giving them any at all, right?
Yeah.
But also then that person has their own free will to do with it what they choose, and Matthew Perry's not making good decisions about it.
It's tough.
I would have been happier with more time, but 2.5 years, it is what it is. Grammy.
If I may rant for just one quick second, sort of on topic, but I feel like we should be alarmed with what is going on with, as we are just executing people that are bringing drugs into the United States or attempting to, that are just transporting by boat. This one, I can't wrap my head around this, you guys. We do these strikes on boats all the time. There's been a ton of them. Why aren't we following the boat to see where it goes in the United States? Because clearly, if our goal is to eliminate cartel drug activity, the cartel is clearly alive and well because somebody's waiting to receive this boat full of drugs. Instead, we just execute these people out in the middle of the ocean. How is that? I get it. We've now stopped that flow of drugs, but don't you want to stop the cartel from operating here in the United States? And if we can track that boat's every move, pinpoint everything to know that we can execute these people, obviously against all international law, but whatever.
Can we do that?
Well, we shouldn't be, but wouldn't you want to follow the boat and see who's there waiting at the dock to pick it up?
Maybe
isn't that the guy you want, not the middleman guy?
I'd be scared.
Yeah.
Don't you want that?
I don't want that job.
But I just don't get it. Like, we can follow this boat. Right. We can hit it with a strike out in the middle of the ocean. You mean to tell me we can't know where it's going on land? Don't you want to bust the bigger fish? These are the middlemen, right? Don't you want to get whoever's pulling all the strings? They're the ones waiting.
Of course, but isn't there like jurisdiction issues and things like that? So,
what do you mean? People operate doing things that are illegal in the United States? What's the jurisdiction issue?
But you're
issue?
Following the boat to like another country? Like,
the boats are coming here.
Right, but you want to follow where the boat came from?
No, I want to follow where the boat is going to dock and unload all the drugs.
Oh, I thought you meant where it came from.
Right.
We know where it's coming from. We're following it as it's leaving. And then we're, to avoid any sort of law, we're blowing it up and executing people. I just don't know. Why aren't we getting the bigger fish? Don't you want to unravel and bust the cartel
that's
here operating in the United States? Why don't we follow the boat? I don't know. Sorry.
Maybe they're scared. That's still my
thing. They're not scared.
They are scared.
Maybe just,
this make sense to me. Yeah. If you really want to stop the flow of drugs in the United States, stop the drug trade that's happening here.
We have to move forward. We have your chance to win a Chuggy Muggy inside our What the Bleep game. That's coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And before we get to our What the Bleep game, we were just talking about Beyonce and Jay-Z. They go to check out the Boys Mine tour, and they completely ignore Brandy backstage. They did take a picture with Monica, but people Brandy's brother, Ray J, very upset that Beyonce ignored Brandy.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Freddie Fett from Wanna Creek. No regrets. Happy Baby Friday. I just sent you guys a video of Beyonce actually noticing Brandy. She hides behind a tall guy, and then she gives actually one more look to see how close Brandy was getting, and then she dips behind a wall. Go ahead and watch it. I just sent it into your DM. It's weird.
So it was on purpose.
I want to know the beef.
The only thing I could find was, I guess back in 2016, Brandy's, one of her songwriters said that one time Brandy got mad at him when he took a picture with Beyonce.
Oh.
So I think it was just like some jealousy. And I don't know if there was some other thing. A lot of the posts have been deleted at this point because it was so long ago. So maybe there were some other things that were said. Mm-hmm. And maybe Beyonce caught wind of that. That's the only thing I could find on the internet. So I don't know what's going on.
And Ray J's not making it any better now.
No.
It seems like rather petty, though, to like duck away and hide. I watched the video. It's hard to tell if she can see. Do you think she sees Brandy coming there? And that I can't tell. But it seems rather petty to be like, hide.
Especially
hide,
when you're Beyonce. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with that. But should we repost that video? Do you have it? Let's put it on our story just in case anyone does want to check that out. Right now it's time for What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. Just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talk back mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep.
Sure. My mom didn't yell at me a lot growing up, except when she would catch me playing with my... That really made her mad.
Ew, you are so disgusting.
She caught you?
I feel like every young boy, young man, I should say, has done this at one point. But yeah, you don't want to get caught. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Then whip out your iHeartRadio app, of course. That's where you're going to leave us a talk back. Leave us your name and your city along with your guests so we can chat you out. First correct answer of the morning is the only one that gets a JV Show Chug Mug. And keep your guesses PG, please. You sickos.
Yes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And we're going to get you this JV Show Chug Mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
My mom didn't yell at me a lot growing up, except when she would catch me playing with my... That really made her mad.
You're so gross.
You do.
I'm so glad this is a family show and that word is something clean.
Well, I'm glad that you have a son and you'll have to deal with this someday
too. All right, let's go to your talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday, Junior. Woo woo. This is Rebecca from Concord. My guess for the bleeped out word is gum. Have a great day.
Gum.
Quit playing with your gum.
One time on a flight, a lady got mad at me for chewing gum. Because I didn't even notice, and I was chewing gum, and I like pop little bubbles.
Oh my god, like, that would drive me
crazy!
Can
you stop doing that? I was like, okay. Sorry.
I applaud that, Karen. I applaud you because we are all thinking it.
Were you scared?
I was because she said it so mean, and then I had to sit on the flight with her for the rest of the time.
That takes some guts to say that. Yeah. Everyone around you is thinking it. Oh, geez, just put their gum and just chew it silently. But she said it. Wow, good for her.
Yeah, one lady told me one time to stop eating my salad.
What?
On the plane?
She said that we shouldn't be eating during take, like, because the plane was going to take off, and like one little bump and the salad can go everywhere. She's like, put your salad away.
Jane, people are mean.
The fact that both of you guys have been scolded on a flight is giving me life.
By strangers.
I love it.
Morning, JV Show. It's Jonathan from San Carlos. I think the bleep that word is food. Graham's been playing with his food. Enjoy your Friday night and make it a great weekend. Love your show.
Appreciate
food
you.
Is a great guess.
That's far and away the number one most popular guest this morning. Everybody guessing food. So you better rush back to your iHeartRadio app and hit that talkback mic on a second guess because it is not that.
Hi, this is Mello from Vacaville. And I think the word, the bleeped out word for the day is Game Boy. Thank you.
Ooh, playing with your Game Boy.
That's a surprisingly popular guess this morning. I had to Google, because I'm only 28 and a half, I had to Google what a Game Boy was. I remember my grandparents telling me about it.
Times.
It was this handheld Nintendo video game device. I'm not familiar with it.
Definitely didn't have one.
No, but like I imagine if there was Tetris on there that I would have been really good at it. I was like, I logged a lot of hours. No, I mean, I didn't.
Continue to leave your guesses, whatever you think that word is. Leave it on a talk back. Now I'm going to play more guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing What the Bleep, where you have to just be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. First person to do so wins this JV Show Chuggy Muggy. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
My mom didn't yell at me a lot growing up, except when she would catch me playing with my... That really made her mad.
You're sick. All right, let's go to the talk back, see if anyone got it right.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Alex from Benicia. Could the bleep that word be scabs?
Ew, that's so gross. Everyone's done it, though.
Yeah. That's a good guess. Oh, gross.
So disgusting. Yep.
Good morning. This is Lisa from Richmond. My guess is skateboard, because you could really hurt yourself on a skateboard. Okay, bye.
Good guess. Graham, did you have a skateboard?
I had a skateboard as a kid. Yeah, I was never really that into it, but I had one.
Okay.
This is Dorazina and Santiago from Santa Rosa, and we say the bleeped out word is boogers. Boogers.
Ew.
Boogers. Once we eliminated food as a guess, boogers became the next most popular guess. A lot of people guessing about the boogs this morning.
It's a boy thing.
Yeah,
I don't know. I
think it is.
Yeah.
My daughter is a bit of a nose picker right now. I'm trying to break that habit a little bit. I find a lot of boogers around the Herbert household.
My son has started a booger wall. And the first thing I thought of was you, Graham, and your son.
Yeah, he had a very prolific booger wall of his own. Our last house. And we're like, when we move in this new house, there better not be a booger wall. And the other night I caught him. He was dropping him. So I built him sort of a built-in bed thing. I posted on my Instagram a little while back. And he was dropping them in between the mattress and the wall.
That's worse.
Because he walked into his room right before he got tucked into bed with like a wet wipe. I'm like, what are you doing with that? Like, you need to blow your nose or something? And he's like, no, I need to clean something up. I'm like, well, what do you need to clean up? And then he showed me the crack between boogers. The mattress and the wall. He'd been sprinkling a few times.
At least he's cleaning them now.
I know, but I was like, bro, get up in the night. Put a tissue right here on your nightstand, whatever. Like, have something there so you can do it. And he's like, I don't like getting out of bed at night. It's too scary. Like, dude.
That's gross.
You should have built in, like, a tissue box to the bed.
I might attach one to the wall right there.
All right, we're getting sidetracked. Back to What the Bleep.
Daisy from Lodi again. Channel 1's is Chuggy Muggy on this Friday, Junior. Is the bleep that word vegetables?
Yes. Woo-hoo. All right, so here's today's clip unbleeped.
My mom didn't yell at me a lot growing up, except when she would catch me playing with my vegetables. That really made her mad. Every kid, I feel like, is guilty of playing with their vegetables at some point.
Those.
Push them around on your plate. A lot of different techniques to make it look like you've really eaten more than you have.
Of course.
The spread out on the plate sometimes works. What my brother would do, now he's the one that really get in trouble because I was pretty good about eating my vegetables. My brother would, he hated green peas. And my mom would make those a lot. I love green peas. But he would take them, and we always had milk with dinner, and he would put them into his milk glass.
Ew.
And then they're settled to the bottom, and like, you can't see. You couldn't see that they were there.
What if your mom was like, finish your milk, hon?
Yeah, he'd probably, I don't know what he would do.
That's how I imagine how she talked. Yeah. Finish your milk, honey.
I want to give one, before we give an official shout out there, I want to give one shout out because our listener, Larry, he slid into my DMs. He says, this is your favorite 13-year-old sliding into your DMs. He's the one that actually gave me the idea for that bleep. So I want to give credit where credit is due. I was like, that is a great idea. I will use that one day on
the
show.
That's a great one.
All right.
Now, sick.
To the actual, I'm 13-year-old, stay out of my DMs, just as a general rule of thumb. That's I feel like I have to report that to HR. All right, Daisy in Lodi. What's up, Daisy?
What's up?
Brand new JV Show Chug Mug coming your way. She had the very first correct answer this morning. And Jess, if I'm not mistaken, the only correct answer this morning? Am I reading this correctly?
Yep.
The only?
Correct.
All right, well, Daisy, enjoy your moment in the sunshine today.
Congrats.
It's all about you. Nice work. JV Show Chug Mug coming your way.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
To the phone. Hi, who's this?
Yeah, babe.
Whoa.
Yeah, babe.
Whoa. He was talking to you, Graham, I believe.
I know. That's
it wasn't me.
I'll take it from here and land this plane. What are you wearing right now?
Something about the winter wonderland.
Oh, yeah. It's a wintry outfit, it sounds like.
It's
maybe like a parka and a scarf. That sounds hot.
It has been cold out.
Has been a little bit chilly. Anything else that I should know about our snow-filled winter date? Oh,
I don't think
can we get you? Hi, who's? Can we get your name?
Hello, we want to play the up nope game with you.
Quiet, everybody.
Quiet on the set. They're going to pick us up any moment. Okay, we are now picking you up. You are live on the air. No need to be quiet anymore. Let's bring the energy up.
We just start from the beginning. It's like, yeah, yeah. Well, 94.9. Hi, who's this?
This is Thomas.
Thomas! Thomas! Hey, welcome to the JV Show. How's your morning going so far?
It's going really good. How about yours?
Oh, wonderful. Fantastic. Thanks so much. So you're on to play the Yup No game. We're trying to get you these tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. They're all new Winterfest. Just got to get 3 out of 4 trivia questions right. I know you can do it. Are you ready?
A lot of pressure, but I'm ready.
Here we go. Question number one. According to the nursery rhyme, what did Yankee Doodle stick in his hat?
Put a feather in his hat riding on a pony.
That's right. Yep. Feather.
And he called it macaroni.
Yep, which I never understood.
Me neither. I still can't figure that part out. All right, question number two. True or false, peahen is the name for a female peacock.
Jeez.
Nope. That is true.
Really?
Peacocks are the males.
I did not know that.
Peahens are the females.
Interesting. All right.
Peafowl, I think, is the proper word, but we all call them peacocks. I think they're peafowls.
You are allowed to miss one, so you are still in the running to win. Here's question number three. Finish the title of this classic Bob Marley song, I Shot the Blank.
I shot the sheriff.
Yep.
There it is. There it is.
All right, question number four. You guys need this one. Shut up. We need this one. I'm kidding. Your singing voice is beautiful. Looking forward to our date. All right, question number four. What color is cobalt?
Cobalt?
It's a shade of what color?
Oh, man. Shade of what color? Cobalt. Do you know, Connor? You know what color cobalt is?
Come on, Connor.
Cobalt. I want to say it's a shade of blue.
Yep.
Yes.
That's correct.
Oh, you did it. Congratulations. You just got 4 tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom's all new Winterfest. Congratulations.
Let's go.
All right, Thomas and Connor, great playing with you. Hang on for those tickets. Grammy, do we have some shout outs?
You know we do. A lot of people in my DMs. First one, hi, Graham. Ashley from Napa sliding into your DMs again. Ooh, satisfied customer. My daughter Jayla's 5th birthday is today. We listen to you guys every morning on the way to school, and she would love to hear her name on the coolest radio station. Woo! Happy 5th birthday, Jayla. We can't wait to celebrate our girl tonight and this weekend with friends and family. Love mom, dad, and brother Lucas. Yes, happy, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Jayla. Hi, Graham. Not sure if I'm doing this right. You are. But I wanted to give a birthday shout out to my daughter, Kaylin. Her birthday is today. We listen to you guys every morning on our drive to school. Wishing my baby girl a happy 13th birthday. We love you so much. Love mommy, daddy, Jaden, Cameron, Pineapple, and Coconut. Yes, happy, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
It's weird names for your grandparents, Pineapple and Coconut. Another one here. Hey, Graham, my kids and I have been listening and calling in religiously to play the Yep Nope game. One of these days, we're going to make it on. Can you give them a shout out? It would make their day. Arian is 8. And Dariush is 7, and they go to Stella Maris Academy and listen every single morning with me, their mom, Lauren. Thanks, Graham. Yes, shout out to you guys. Appreciate you guys for
who gives a fart
calling in and playing along. And one of these days, you will get on. One more here. Hey, me again. You do a special shout out to my son Leo's soccer team? They're going to be playing in the semifinals for the State Cup. They are called the Titans and are part of the Hayward Premier League. Just wanted to wish them a lot of luck and ask that everyone send them all the good vibes possible. Thank you, like always.
Sending.
And that is from right Mom Nancy. Yes, everybody, close your eyes if you're driving and send those good positive vibes towards the Titans. Let's go, Titans, in the State Cup.
All right. Who gives a fart?
That's a great point. Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. I'm back to work again. Wee-hoo, wee-hoo. I've always wanted to say that. You guys are going to be keeping me company longer in the morning. Graham, do you ever get those socks? Love you guys. Have a good day. Bye.
Okay, that's
there's so much in 12 seconds.
Yeah, there was a lot there. He got to get one of those in there. I have not received the socks. Again. Layoffs, supply chain, tariffs. Nobody works in our mailroom anymore, but I know he sent them and I gave him the address. I have not received my socks.
They've got to be around here somewhere.
Well, that or because he said they're incredibly comfortable, I got to go check our security guards because they're probably the ones that receive the inbound mail now. And if they're walking around like they're walking around on a cloud, I'm going to be like, hey, where did you?
Where'd you get those socks?
Why you look so comfy and warm on this winter morning?
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Travis Kelce claims that he and Taylor have never argued. This is on their new episode of New Heights, you know, his podcast with Jason. They had George Clooney on there this week. I thought this was a sports podcast.
Right. No,
I mean,
I know it's evolved ever since Taylor entered the picture, but
they got $1 zillion and yeah. I think people like just hearing them and their life.
So they got George Clooney on there this week.
You claim that you and your wife haven't gotten in a fight in 10 years.
That's right.
Are you lying?
No, I'm not lying. Travis, shall we ask you the same questions?
Well, it's only been 2.5 years, and you're right. I haven't gotten an argument. All right. Never once.
Are we believing him?
No.
No, I don't believe either of them.
Really? I do believe him. Just because I feel like they are still completely in that honeymoon phase. They're rich as hell. What do they possibly have to argue about?
But I think there are other, when you're a celebrity, you're under the microscope for a lot of things. And so I think that puts, I think normal relationship early on, you're in that honeymoon. Yeah, what do you have to argue about? I just think they have outside stresses and very demanding careers and schedules and stuff.
They
do. You mean
to
tell me they've never had one little teensy conflict?
But I never got the sense that Travis was pushing back against any of that. Like, yeah, obviously Taylor comes with a whole bunch of outside things that could put stress on a relationship. Right. But I never saw Travis as the type to like.
Well, I'm not saying it's not coming from Travis's side.
Oh.
Like Taylor's, a couple too many Vegas trips.
And I think Taylor's the more demanding / controlling / worried about image / a lot
right,
of things like that.
But I never saw Travis pushing back against any of those right. things is what I'm saying. He seems very like go with the flow. Like,
yeah, not publicly.
Like it is what it is.
Just saying. He might be getting yelled at behind the scenes. That's just the vibe I'm getting.
I don't see that. Khloe Kardashian just admitted to beating up one of her sisters. So Khloe was on her podcast, Khloe in Wonderland, and she and her friend were on there. They're drinking some vodka mixed drinks. I think Khloe was drinking a vodka Sprite, and then she proceeds to warn everyone that her and vodka don't necessarily mix.
Vodka and I do not go hand in hand, but I could have a glass, but I'm very aggressive on vodka. Kendall will also confirm.
Oh my God.
I've beat Kendall up a few times.
I've seen you drag her.
It's so sad. Like, there's crazy. No reason. She's the nicest girl, and I attack her.
Isn't that so sad? God.
That's abuse.
Yeah, it is abuse.
That's assault.
I will say, at least it's Kendall, because they're, like, same height. Chloe's 5'10", Kendall is 5'11", and it's not Chloe attacking, like, a Courtney who's 5 feet tall.
But like,
and it's so tiny next to her.
But to her point, aren't you going after the nicest one?
Ooh.
She yes. seems like the nicest yeah. one. I don't watch their shows or
I
anything.
I guess Kendall's like the easier target.
Yeah.
I guess. But I mean,
that
isn't
is so bad.
Isn't that such a sibling thing, though, to
I don't do? Attack my sisters.
Oh.
Ever?
No.
In your
ever,
life? You guys
ever.
Never got into a fight?
No.
Oh,
really?
Man.
Wow. No.
That's rare.
Yeah. So, now I don't know.
Travis and Taylor have never gotten into a fight. George Clooney and his wife have never gotten into a fight. And Selena and her sisters have never gotten into a fight.
It's all peace over here.
Interesting.
All right, Graham. Yes. What do you have?
So we talked yesterday about the passing of Claude, the beloved albino alligator at the California Academy of Sciences. We now know what caused his death. Claude passed away at the age of 30, which is sort of middle-aged in alligator years. So he should have had a lot more great years living there. They thought he might have had some kind of infection, which wouldn't be that surprising with busloads of thousands of school children sneezing into his open air enclosure every single day for the past 17 years. But that was not it. His body was examined, and it turns out he died of liver cancer. Scientists at UC Davis discovered a massive tumor in Claude's liver, which they say was kind of a small consolation for them, because at least they know there was nothing really they could have done in as they scrambled to treat him in his last few days. There's nothing they really could have done. He underwent a physical earlier this year. I guess they give him one every 5 years, and they say blood tests and x-rays and everything came back normal. So this tumor must have kind of popped up quick.
Oh, that's sad.
And taking him out. Again, they're going to have a memorial service. They don't know when yet. Sometime early next year. The one funny, just interesting thing that just struck me a little bit about him dying of liver cancer is you guys used to know that I used to bartend in San Francisco, and I worked at this one bar on Chestnut Street down in the marina, and Claude used to come in there a lot, and he was like, I didn't think much of it because, you know, albino alligator in the bar, like, big deal.
Totally,
and I would
normal.
Serve him a few, and he would say, like, oh, I'm supposed to get back to my tank or whatever, and I didn't really know what he was talking about. And he would stay, and one thing lead to another. Uh-oh. And then a couple shots here and there.
Did he ever leave with any girls? Just asking.
Well, I'd rather keep that
okay.
secret.
No, I get it.
You know what? I feel
bad
because...
His wife might be listening.
He would, like... I probably overserved him on more than one occasion. And
oh,
I just,
no.
like, can't help but feeling just slightly...
You're
responsible
at fault
for this.
A little bit, yeah.
He was always just such a fun drunk, though. You know? Great
yeah,
guy.
Unlike Chloe.
Oh, angry. Mean drunk.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but Claude, like, he could hold his booze, and, like, turns out he really couldn't because
the
liver cancer.
Rest
got
in
him.
Peace, Claude.
Yeah, R.I.P. Claude.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Hey, JV Show. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Oh, wait. It's only Thursday.
Quack, quack.
Dang it. Don't remind us.
I got, like, goosebumps all fired up. Like, oh, yeah, it's bright now. It's Thursday.
Dang
But we were missing Jess for a couple days this week. You are back.
I'm back. You guys, I left on Monday to Dallas because I was able to go to our Jingle Ball out there, which was actually a really great experience. But oh my God, the flight delays and all the issues that I had at the airport on Monday were insane. I spent basically most of my day at the airport. I do have one question for you guys. I want to ask, what kind of person are you? When they ask you if you want to volunteer to check in your carry-on bag, you know, right when everybody's like ready to board, if they're like, hey, we need volunteers. The plane is a little too heavy right now. We need, you know, some stuff to go down there, or too full, I should say. Do you volunteer? Are you that type of person or never?
If I'm by myself, I will check in my carry-on.
You will?
Yeah, if I'm by myself, because then it takes the anxiety off of me having to like lift it up in front of everybody, and I can barely reach the overhead cabin, and I feel like everyone's staring at me, and it's hard to find a spot as it is.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm with my husband, then I don't, because I know he'll handle that for me.
Did you guys just get the shake alert on your phones?
No.
Sorry to sidetrack things. I just got one. It says a magnitude 5.9 earthquake struck 4 miles from Dayton, Nevada. It said you might feel some mild shaking. We will now go to our newest JV Show segment. Did Selena feel it? Selena, did you feel this earthquake?
No.
5.9 is pretty big.
No.
I mean, it's pretty far away. 185 miles away, it says.
Oh, wait, how do you get this alert?
Yeah, I got an alert. Sheen notification. I didn't get no shaking.
I got an alert on my phone that said, like, some shaking might be coming your way.
Nope.
Yeah, oh. I didn't feel that one.
Did I get that?
Yeah. Oh, okay, sorry to sidetrack.
Right.
You're talking about volunteering to...
To check in your carry-on bag.
I do it every single time.
You do?
You want to take my... You want to take my carry-on bag? Have it. I hate dealing with it. There is overhead bin anxiety. And it's not because I'm worried about, you know, in Selena's case, not being able to lift it up there high enough. Can you even reach the overhead bin?
Barely.
Selena? Okay, see.
I hate it.
It's not that. I hate it when it's a game of musical chairs and my bin is full and all the bins are full. And then, like, well, I see one way in the back of the plane. But then you got a line of people behind you. So you know that if you walk back there and put your bag back there, you're a fish swimming upstream then. You're never getting back to your seat.
Yeah.
You're going to be standing back there like a dummy for 20 minutes. Take my bag. If you ever want to take – if they ever say, will anyone gate check their bag? Have it.
There's
it's
a lot
yours.
Of people that don't because they don't want to have to wait
yes!
for it to come out after. My
That's
husband
me.
Will never check a bag.
That's why I'm actually so shocked. I thought you guys were going to be on the opposite side of things because I will never volunteer to do this because then I feel like if I didn't check a bag in to begin with, there was a reason, which is that I don't want to waste extra time. So for my flight, there was already so many delays. So when we're boarding, I was one of the last groups, which, by the way, I still don't even understand how you're assigned a group. Like, does... That
Me
is,
neither.
Is that based on like when you buy your ticket? I don't
know. I think
that's
a scam and a myth. What time you checked in.
It's
people are like,
I
wait
in,
till
I
right at midnight and then I check into my flight. Like, what? I have a seat. I don't know.
Yeah, I literally checked in 24 hours before, so I don't know why I was in group 8.
You're in boarding group 13.
Right.
Like, how are there that many groups?
And they literally were like, okay, well, last couple groups, sorry, but you're all forced to check in your bag now, so... head on over there. So then that delayed me even more. I don't even know how many hours I was at the airport. And then when we finally got to Dallas, the pilot was like, so we're so close, but so far there are no air marshals there to direct me where to go now. So we've called a couple times, getting no response. So there we were for another like 20 minutes.
Like once you had landed, you're sitting there like without a gate to go to, or you're circling up in the sky?
Oh, no, we had already landed.
I've had both those scenarios. That's the worst.
Wait, circling up in the sky, that sounds even worse.
Yeah, when there's delays on the runway and stuff, and sometimes they're like, well, we're just going to circle for a while, and then you just like keep banking these big turns around whatever airport you're trying to land at. You're like, oh, my God, I can see the airport out my window, and we can't land. It's like there's no available runway right now.
Let me use my parachute.
Yeah.
I'll parachute out of here.
I'm going to deploy the emergency slide. See ya.
Yeah. Anyways, though, you know, Jingle Ball, it was super fun. I was really nervous because it was going to be my first time meeting, you know, the coworkers over there. But everything went great. We were running around, you know, whether it was like meeting certain artists or having to do interviews or introing certain artists as well. And you guys, they did a K-pop Demon Hunters sing-along moment. Oh, my God. You should have seen the crowd.
Were the K-pop Demon Hunters there themselves?
No, but Kevin Wu was there, and he does voice one of the characters on K-Pop Demon Hunters. And the crowd was insane. It's crazy how much K-Pop Demon Hunters has taken over. But did you guys hear that there's already a K-Pop Demon Hunters sequel in the works? A live-action sequel.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that I did not know.
See, that's really cool.
I mean, not surprising given that it was the most popular
movie I didn't know it was going to be a live action one, though.
Yeah, at least that's what I heard from the Kevin Wu himself. But you guys, it's not going to be released until sometime in 2029. So,
oh my God,
that's 2029. So there's that. That's what the rumors are right now. That
how long does it take to make a mediocre movie?
Already,
it's not going to be mediocre. First of all, watch your mouth, Graham.
We shall see.
Yeah, but
we shall see.
That's going to be really good. I think that's going to do even bigger numbers than the other movies.
Like, this thing should have already been in the works.
2029 is crazy. Diddy will be out by then.
Seriously.
Oh, dang it.
Are you suggesting he should be cast in it?
No.
Oh, like he'll be available to work. Yes.
As the demon,
cast, if anything.
Cast the diddler.
No.
Yeah, but like, wouldn't this thing's rocketing off? Well, aren't you scrambling at that moment? Like, oh my God, let's make a sequel. Like, this thing should already be damn near in production by now.
Yeah, well, they're already casting, but I'm sure it's going to take them a while. Hopefully, this is that's just kind of what their prediction is right now, and it'll be a lot sooner once they figure everything out and actually get the cast.
Well, I'm here for it.
I know, me too.
Either way. Well, glad you had a fun trip, Jess. Thank we do have to get you to our meeting in the ladies' room, which is coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get back to our meeting in the ladies' room, we were just talking about checking bags at the airport because, Jess, you were on a trip to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Flights delayed. So many bags. And you asked the question, what type of person are you? When you're about to board the plane, they ask for volunteers to check your carry-on bags. Do you do it?
I will always check my bag if they ask because, one, it's for free and I don't care so much unless I have, like, my laptop. But otherwise, I'm going to check my bag.
All right.
I agree. Like, yeah, it's a perk. Like, nowadays, the checked bag fees are insane. And so you're always like, I'll mash everything into this carry-on bag just so I don't have to pay the fee. Then you get up there and they're like, hey, we'll gate check it for free. Done. It's free.
Yeah, and I hate dealing with it. You're like rolling that thing around. It's hitting every seat on the way to your seat. People's knees are in the way.
Yeah.
Take my bag.
Good morning, JV Show. I never voluntarily check my bag after I flew to New York. And my bag ended up at a different New York airport. And after I flew to Texas, and my bag ended up in Atlanta. So I don't check my bag anymore voluntarily or involuntarily or involuntarily because my bag somehow likes to make a great escape.
Oh, my God.
I understand that. Have you guys ever had a piece of luggage lost?
I have not. No. Knock on wood.
I have, and I was on vacation, too. And thank God I put a pair of swim trunks in my backpack because otherwise I didn't get my bag till like a day and a half later. I had, you know what I mean? It was hot and tropical vacation, you know what I mean?
Oh,
and I was wearing like my hooded sweatshirt and jeans that I wore on the plane. I was miserable.
To her point, yeah, you run the risk.
You run that risk, but I feel like you run less of a risk, right? Because they're taking it right there and just sticking it below the plane. When you check a bag at the gate, or not at the gate, you know, originally you check in, man, it's hitting all those different conveyor belts, and I feel like it's got a greater chance of getting lost. This one, they're just taking it from right there and whoop, putting it right under the plane.
Yeah, that's another good point.
Yeah,
sense. I'm checking mine.
Me too.
Our meeting in the ladies' room. Hold on. Where's the intro?
Now it's official.
Where's my jewelry? I'll be back real soon. Can we talk?
Graham, we always make an exception for you Thursday mornings. What do you got in our ladies' room?
I actually get to talk in this meeting in the ladies' room?
Hey,
oh my God.
Don't make me change my mind.
Now listen to this. The top five fashion trends for the 2025 holiday season are in. By, I'm sure, some very highly touted fashion experts. I don't know. Number one on the list. Soft luxe knitwear. My first question is, what the hell is that?
Sounds cozy. I feel like Jess is wearing a knitwear right now.
Wait, this doesn't look luxe, though.
Yeah, it does not.
Luxe sounds fancy.
Yeah. They say things like oversized sweater dresses in thick knits.
Oh, that's cute. Okay.
Off-white neutrals and pastels. It's an easy winter look. And, and also chunky turtlenecks and cardigans. Selena, you love a good cardigan.
Oh my God, I do. So cozy.
All right, soft luxe knitwear. These are the top five fashion trends for the 2025 holiday season. Number two, metallic shine and shimmer.
Yes.
I'm out.
Shimmer.
Selena's out. What do you got against this shimmery gold skirt or something?
It's just not my personality.
You don't like to shine. You're not a sparkle Megan.
Me, no.
Jess, are you a sparkle Megan?
Oh. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay,
I love sparkles, metallic stuff. I wore sparkly shoes just a couple days ago.
There you go. Metallic fabrics and soft gold, frosty silver and rose gold. That's what you should be wearing to parties this season. Number three on the list, rich fabrics and holiday textures. They say velvet is making a big comeback in dresses, blazers, and trousers. Selena, do you own any velvet trousers?
No, not trousers, but I love a velvet dress.
Okay. You like a velvet dress. Jess, do you own any velvet trousers?
No, I don't. I don't know why I thought velvet was kind of out already.
No. It's this making season. A big comeback, apparently.
Graham, do you?
I don't know anything. Velvet. They say emerald and burgundy tones in velvet. That's the big thing. Number four on the list of top five fashion trends for 2025 this holiday season, monochrome and minimalist style.
No, not for the holiday season. We need color. We need prints. We need fun.
No, cream, ivory, soft neutrals, it says, everything sort of the same color in your outfit. Monochrome. You guys don't like that look?
I mean, I like it, but...
Where it's like cream-colored trousers, cream-colored blouse.
Sure, like regular day, but I think like going to like a holiday party or something, like no.
Right, like monochrome the office or something.
Yeah.
But then if you're going to the holiday party, like Selena said.
Got it.
Then you wear your velvet trousers.
Velvet trousers or something with a sparkly blazer so you can sparkle Megan.
Yeah.
All right, And number five on the list, plaid and classic holiday prints. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah.
They say these patterns, this kind of classic plaid on skirts, trousers, blazers, and coats.
I'm here for it.
I like those?
Yeah.
So you guys like all of this and you like prints, but you're not here for the Christmas sweaters anymore? Or are you still here for those?
I've never been a big Christmas sweater or person.
Really? I think they're fun.
I think they're fun unless they're trying too hard.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
It's
more sort of a classic look, winter sweater, cool. The ones that are trying too hard.
So you don't like the ones with like the holiday lights attached to them and you plug them in to the battery pack in your back pocket and then you're like lit up walking around?
Yeah, sometimes it's a bit much.
Okay.
Okay.
Just asking, because Jess has one of those and she was going to wear it today.
I
had to talk her out of it. I was like, bro, what are you doing?
I'm glad you did, Selena.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
I'm Jess.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday, Junior.
Almost there.
Should we say who? Okay, look. Something we do every Friday.
Yeah.
That we hate. You guys know about the chug booth.
Should we say
that it is sponsored this week by Chavez Supermarket?
Yeah. There's going to be a few items from Chavez Supermarket on the wheel tomorrow.
And we want to give them, show them lots of love because we love Chavez Supermarket.
Yep.
Best food.
So ever. Good. Also, just in general, that's where I do my grocery shopping because it reminds me of the grocery store that my mom shops at. So
And we got a couple breakfast burritos from them this morning from our buddy Elaine in sales, and she brought them in. And this is the best morning ever.
And can I really quick say that I'm going to be at a new location of Chavez Supermarket, and that's this upcoming Sunday.
Where at?
Sunday, December 7th in Newark, 5453 Thornton Avenue. You guys, there's going to be mariachi, piñatas, food tastings, everything. 12 to 2.
12 to 2. Go see Jess and go check out the new store.
Good morning, sexy people. Mama Allard here. Jess, so happy you're back. The show has been so dry these last few days. I mean, she's okay, but that Graham person and that Selena girl.
Wow.
Not doing it for me. Also, wouldn't it be cool if Hermes made a crocodile Birkin, Constance, or Kelly out of that one croc that died?
Oh, my God. Wait, Claude.
No. But first of all, thank you, Mama Albert.
I'm never going to play a Mama Albert talk back again. First, besmirching the show, and then besmirching R.I.P. Claude too soon, Mama Albert, right. Too soon. That bag would be beautiful, though, right?
It would.
All by now.
But we're not doing that.
No, too soon. I'm never playing a talk back for Mama Albert ever again.
Let's just squeak one last thing here into our meeting in the ladies' room. So Hilaria Baldwin got slammed for wearing a dress that was pretty short. Jess, you post all of our stuff on social media. Mm-hmm. Is it on our story?
It is.
You can go check out her outfit there. She wore it to some like awards events. And then when she gets back home, she posted a video replying to a comment she got from some guy named Richie. And basically, Richie was saying that she is too old to be wearing a dress that short. So here is some of her response.
Richie, are you saying that 41-year-old women can't show off our legs? I'll tell you what. I'll show you a workout, and if you can do it, I'll lend you my dress.
And before I describe what she did, is there an age limit here on how short a dress can be?
No, there's not.
Thank you. Who the hell is this Richie guy? So in this video, you're going to see Hilaria. She does a headstand, which I was kind of impressed. I can't do a headstand.
Honestly, yeah.
And then she's moving her legs around. I can bend them. I can straighten them. I can do this crisscrossy thing.
So by the way, I don't care if they're 21, 41, 81, 101. Our bodies, our legs are not offensive, Richie. We can show them.
I will say that, but one time my mom wore some really short shorts to Raging Waters, and it just like, she shouldn't have done that.
Lost your appetite.
Yeah. I'm
joking.
Or maybe it was the boardwalk, one of those.
But on the opposite side of things, though, is there an age where it isn't appropriate to be wearing short dresses? Like if you're too young?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So just too young, just not too old.
Because at that point, you're an adult. Like wear whatever makes you feel confident and comfortable.
Mm-hmm. How old is... Hilaria. Oh.
She said 41. She's 41 years old.
41.
Yeah, she looks great.
She looks fantastic.
Yeah.
That's still young.
Nice headstand. Yeah. The headstand looked fantastic.
Right.
Like the form, like to be able to do that.
I was impressed. And she has some nice legs too.
Yeah.
So you can go check that out. JV Morning Show. We are going to move forward to today's Hottest Trending, which is coming up next. Kim K says that Kanye accused her of faking the Paris robbery.
Whoa.
Talking about it next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Wow. Kim K revealed that Kanye accused her of faking the Paris robbery. Remember the one where she was bound and gagged in that hotel room and there was a gun to her head and they stole all of her jewelry and these men made off? The trial actually went to trial. you guys know what it means. Right. What I mean.
The trial be trialing.
The trial trialed earlier this year. And Kim, in this latest episode of The Kardashians out on Hulu, she was reflecting on that and what Kanye had said. Listen to this.
Even my ex-husband had said, you know, and you've faked your robbery for a TV show and had said that in front of all these people. That was so, like, a knife to my heart. Just to think that someone wouldn't believe you is, like, that's so close to you, that should know you, that should know how much that affected your life. So to finally be able to go to trial, I'm like, see, guys, it was real.
That
see, guys,
sucks.
It was real.
What a jerk.
I mean, he's the worst.
Yeah.
Do you think he really thought that, or is this maybe he was having like an episode? Because I remember he was on tour when that happened, and he got the call and ran off stage to go like be with her, and you know what I mean. So you thought it was real then.
That's right.
So at what point were you just saying this to just be a jerk? And
I think he's a lot of the stuff that he ranted and said was just to try to cut her down to the lowest of the low. Like he's. Said
that makes me so mad.
Awful things.
And like, I'm not surprised that he said that. That's the
right.
thing.
I know.
That's the sad thing.
I know. Yeah. All right, Graham, we have to talk about this earthquake.
All right, so a lot of people this morning received an earthquake alert on their phones saying that some shaking might be felt in the next few moments. That's because a 5.9 magnitude earthquake struck around 8 a.m. near Dayton, Nevada, which is about 40 miles from Reno. And we even asked our very own Selena, who is immune to earthquakes, did Selena feel it?
Nope.
And she didn't. But we didn't feel any shaking either. And while we are pretty far away from the epicenter, so that could have been why we didn't feel it. Or maybe because it never happened. Shortly after the U.S. Geological Survey posted about the earthquake and sent out that alert, they deleted that event from their website.
What?
So it might be a case of just, oopsies, my bad, no actual earthquake. And I went to the number one foremost earthquake authority in the world, which we all know is
Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And there's only people posting about getting the earthquake alert on their phone. There's nobody in that area, Reno or Dayton, that's saying, oh my God, the shaking. Because a 5.9 magnitude earthquake is pretty big.
Yeah.
You're going to feel a good series of jolts from that one. I don't see anybody posting about that. I only see people posting about the alert, and then that's it. So I think this is just a case of, oopsie, my bad, someone hit the earthquake button on the keyboard, and it posted this one, and we got an alert. And it didn't actually happen. So, Selena, you're absolved in this one.
Yes.
But future earthquakes, we will continue to monitor to see if you will, in fact, feel one.
And I'll tell you now, I will probably not.
Got it. No, I mean, you are effectively immune to them, which is a nice thing to
Thank you for diagnosing me, Graham.
Yeah.
All right, next on the JV show, can we talk about this Christmas tree trend? I want to know how you guys feel about what this Christmas tree farm in New Jersey is doing.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
So that earthquake alert was fake, Graham.
It turns out it was, in fact, fake. Again, if you received a shake, you know, some shaking alert that was coming your way, 5.9 magnitude earthquake that struck in Nevada this morning, a lot of people got their alert on the phone. I know I did, and I mentioned it while we were live on air, like, whew, we might feel some shaking in a second. That turned out to be a oopsies, my bad. The U.S. Geological Service says they're currently looking into why the alert was issued. It was an erroneous alert, and they're going to provide more information when we learn more. So they're trying to figure out how they had such a big whoopsies.
Hey, Graham, this is Bree from San Jose. Talking about that fake alert from the, or false alert from the earthquake. Yeah, well, I'm from Hawaii. I was still living there when we had that ballistic missile alert. That was a false alarm back in probably 2018 or something like that. And my heart's just beating thinking about it. That was dramatic. At least this one wasn't like a tragic event on the way.
Oh my God, I cannot think of anything scarier.
You guys remember that one?
It sounds like familiar.
Missile is inbound. That was in 2018, January 13th, 2018.
Scarier than an
accidentally
earthquake.
Definitely
issued scarier.
From the emergency alert system saying that a ballistic missile seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill, is what it said on the thing.
Oh my God.
And it turns out it was sort of a drill because it wasn't real.
I'd take a 5.9 earthquake over that any day.
What would you do if you knew you had 20 minutes before a missile's inbound? Or like, let's say an hour or something. You gonna go like do anything wild, or are you just gonna like,
I'm just gonna
crack open a bottle of wine and just
I'm gonna try to escape.
Escape to where? There's nowhere
know.
To escape.
I don't know.
You're on an island.
I would just say my goodbyes, grab my cat, and go, I guess, somewhere.
Go somewhere so
check out my cat.
Yeah. And your cat.
Basically.
Watch the missile.
Really quick, there is a Christmas tree farm in New Jersey. I wanna know what you guys think about what they are doing. They are a colored tree farm. So you go there and their trees come in 9 different colors. You can see this on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. There's pink trees, there's purple trees, blue trees, there's light blue ones, turquoise, magenta, red, and there are black Christmas trees. Do you guys like the look? I mean, a lot of people are like, is this safe? Is this really non-toxic? And probably not. Aside from that, what do you guys think about the look of colored Christmas trees?
They are very bright and vibrant. These things look like they've been spray painted, which I'm assuming they essentially have been. Do you know how they achieve this?
Yeah, they posted a video. I think it's on their website. They used some colorant to flake the foliage.
That stuff's causing cancer.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. That. Yeah, they had a guy like in a hazmat suit basically spraying the trees down with this colorant. And they also said on their website, Wyckoff's Christmas Tree Farm LLC will not be liable for any issues arising from the use of this product.
Smart.
That is on their site.
They have a red, white, and blue if you want to go patriotic in the Christmas tree.
I like some of the colors, like the light purple and the fuchsia. I'm here for those.
It's like they're cool to look at in like this video.
I would never have one of these in my house.
I want one in my living room.
But I feel like you can make some of these look good, though.
It's just too much.
You think so?
I like that it's a real tree. I'll say that, but then you sort of negate that by spraying some toxic chemical all over
it. But aside from the toxic chemicals, Graham, do you like the color? Like, if it was completely 100% safe and that's scientifically proven, like, would you like, get one of these?
No, I want the traditional green Christmas tree. And, or I said yesterday, I am open to a flocked Christmas tree now. I used to not like those, and I kind of think they look cool now.
What's that one?
The that's flocked what the is just when they snow, looks like they've got snow on them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm fine
with
that.
A lot of places that flock can... that will flock them in different colors. So that sort of already is a thing that's a little different than what is happening.
You know what I didn't know existed till not too long ago? Trees that actually, like, they don't just have snow on them. They have snow coming out of them. And it looks like it's snowing on the tree. And then there's kind of like a little sort of umbrella-looking thing underneath that catches the snow.
And then shoots it back up again?
I don't know how the mechanics work, but it's a fake tree.
Oh, it's like, how is this?
It's a real fake tree? Fake tree that shoots out like little fake snow from the top.
I do not want that in my house.
That sounds like I'm going to be sneezing constantly.
Yeah, get that out of my house.
Breathing in fake snow dust.
But if you want to see the colored tree farm in New Jersey, JV Morning Show is right there on our Instagram story.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.